Hello, beautiful people. Welcome once again to the Other Side podcast with me, Annabelle Kemi. This is the place where maverick minds meet. Last week, we spoke about setting boundaries. Today, we are going to be talking about manifesting a desired future after you must have set boundaries for your life. And we are going to be discussing it in relation to how to combine powerful principles of psychology and spirituality. The idea of thinking your desired future into existence seems like a whimsical notion for a lot of people. All over the internet, you find a plethora of content creators talking about manifestation, particularly on TikTok. And a lot of times, they sound like hocus pocus. Sounds very wishy. It is common to find some of such manifestation gurus being overly spiritual and sometimes even tending towards the dark side. This has contributed largely to discouraging people from exploring the realm of manifestation. Interestingly, recent studies in psychology as well as in spiritual wisdom suggest that our thoughts have a profound impact on shaping our realities. Putting it in layman's terms, the manipulation of your thoughts to align with your desired future is manifestation. This episode of The Other Side will explore the fascinating interplay between psychology, spirituality, and the power of positive thinking to offer insights on how you can actively shape your desired future through manifestation. Psychology opines that our thoughts play a crucial role in shaping our perceptions, our emotions, and our behaviors. The cognitive behavioral perspective, for instance, emphasizes the connection between thoughts, feelings, and actions. When we entertain positive thoughts about our future, our emotions become more optimistic, leading to constructive actions that align with our goals. When we do the opposite, the result is uncertainty, fear, and failure. According to a study published in the Journal of Positive Psychology, people who engage in positive thinking tend to experience lower levels of stress and increased overall well-being. Positive thoughts have the potential to reshape our neural pathways and foster a more optimistic outlook on life. This neuroplasticity allows us to create new mental habits, ultimately influencing our behaviors and our decisions. Now we look at affirmations and visualization. Affirmations have become very popular online. Affirmations are particularly a popular practice in positive psychology, and it basically involves repeating positive statements to reinforce a desired belief or outcome. Research conducted at Carnegie Mellon University demonstrated that self-affirmations reduce stress and improve problem-solving skills. When you keep reminding yourself that you want to become this or you are heading towards a positive direction, you tend to solve the problems that will lead to that goal easily. Hence, incorporating positive affirmations into your daily routine can reprogram your subconscious mind to focus on success. Now, visualization. Visualization is also a great manifestation technique. It is often used by athletes and involves mentally picturing themselves achieving a desired goal. A study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology also found out that individuals who vividly imagined successfully completing a task showed improved performance compared to those who did not engage in visualization. This emphasizes the power of our imagination in influencing our capabilities and our achievements. Now let's consider the spiritual aspect of manifesting a desired future for yourself. Spiritual traditions from around the world have long recognized the potency of thoughts in shaping reality. Spiritual leaders, philosophers, mystics have shared timeless wisdom about the interconnectedness between our thoughts and the world we inhabit. Buddha, for example, said, "The mind is everything. What you think, you become." That suggests that our thoughts not only reflect our reality, but also have the potential to mold and manifest the future we desire. When we consciously direct our thoughts towards positive outcomes, we align ourselves with the creative forces of the universe. Now let's consider the law of attraction. This is a concept popularized in recent years which posits that like attracts like. In other words, the energy you emit through your thoughts and feelings will attract similar energy
from the universe around you. So while critics may discuss it as pseudoscience, there is a psychological aspect to the law of attraction that aligns with biblical principles. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 states in the New International Version that above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This biblical wisdom emphasizes the importance of maintaining a positive and pure heart. It aligns with the idea that our thoughts influence our actions and consequently our realities. Furthermore, a study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology explored the impact of expectations in interpersonal attraction. The findings suggested that when individuals expected positive interactions, they behaved in a more open and friendly manner, leading to a positive response from others. This reciprocation aligns with the fundamental principles of the law of attraction. Now let's consider how we can combine psychology, spirituality, and biblical wisdom. One of the best ways to manifest your desired future is to consider integrating psychological techniques with spiritual principles. Positive affirmations, visualization, and mindfulness can be complemented by the wisdom of spiritual teachings. According to Mahatma Gandhi, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny. These quotes by Mahatma Gandhi, combined with biblical principles found in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22 of the NIV, which says that if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer, beautifully encapsulates the interconnectedness between beliefs, thoughts, and destiny. It emphasizes the importance of consciously cultivating positive beliefs and thoughts in alignment with biblical wisdom to shape the trajectory of your life. Accordingly, here are a few practical steps to manifesting your desired future. The first and very important one would be to clarify your vision. Begin by clearly defining your desired future. What do you want to achieve? Be specific about your goals, whether they pertain to career, relationships, health, or personal development. Be clear on your vision. The next thing to consider is positive affirmations. Create a list of positive affirmations related to your goals. These affirmations should be in present tense, positive, and they should be personal. For example, I am confident and capable in my professional endeavors. When you keep saying this to yourself, you discover that you become even more confident and capable of what you are intending to do. Repeat this and your mind gets used to it. Also, imbibe visualization techniques. Dedicate time each day to visualize yourself successfully achieving your goals. I started doing this year, 2024, and trust me, it's been mind-blowing. Just take out some time in your day and visualize how your life or how you would want your life to look like when you have achieved your goals. The house you would live in, if that's what matters to you, the job you're engaged in, the clothes you're putting on, how you even want your family to look like. Think about it. See it clearly in your mind's eye. Engage your senses to make the mental imagery as vivid as possible. See, feel, and experience the joy of realizing your aspirations, and you'll discover that you will achieve them faster than you ever imagined. Also, practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine, whether through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or mindful walking, which is what I do. Bring your attention to the present moment. I take out time almost every day of the week to take a walk around my estate, and I spend that time thinking deeply about my life, where it is right now and where I want it to be. I visualize during that walk, and it kind of puts me on the right track for what I hope to achieve. I really favor mindful walking because it's extremely therapeutic. Sometimes I even use it as an opportunity to listen to my own podcasts and other podcasts that have helped me. This practice will help you stay focused on positive thoughts and prevent the intrusion of negative patterns during your day. Also, imbibe the habit of gratitude journaling. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude by keeping a journal. regularly write down the things you are thankful for, including both present blessings and the future successes you anticipate. This practice enhances positive thinking and attracts more positivity into your life. I do this at the end of every day, and it has immensely improved my general attitude to life. So, reflecting on all I've been talking about, the convergence of psychology, spirituality, and biblical wisdom highlights the profound impact of our thoughts on shaping our reality. By consciously directing your thoughts towards positive outcomes, you tap into the transformative power that influences your emotions, your behaviors, and ultimately your destiny. So, as you embark on the journey of manifesting your desired future, remember that it is a dynamic and ongoing process. Be patient with yourself. Stay committed to positive thinking and embrace the interconnectedness of your beliefs, your thoughts, and your actions. Through the alignment of your thoughts with your aspirations, you become a co-creator of the reality you desire. In the words of Rumi, what you seek is seeking you. And that's it on this episode of The Other Side podcast with Annabelle Kemi, where maverick minds meet. I hope you found this useful, and I hope you begin to practice mindfulness and practice affirmations and visualization. Please, I implore you to take this seriously, and you'll be surprised at how far you'll come in achieving your purpose and your vision for life. Thank you. Please like, share, and subscribe to this channel. And if you have questions, contributions, feedback, or any form of clarification you require, feel free to state them in the comment section or send me emails through the email in this video description. I am Annabelle Kemi. Next week, we shall be talking about another vital point that will make your mind move from mediocrity to a maverick dispensation. I love you, and see you again next week. Bye for now.